This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, if countries help educate incoming migrants and refugees, they'll no longer be viewed as a problem but a valuable resource, said one 20-year-old from Côte d'Ivoire, speaking on behalf of young people ahead of the adoption of the new UN Global Compact for Migration in Marrakech, Morocco. Keder Diabati made the voyage alone to Italy on one of the world's most dangerous routes, through Niger and Libya and across the Mediterranean Sea. He shared his experience as a refugee at the art exhibition Journey of a Young Migrant, Bringing Stories Alive Through Art, co-hosted in Marrakech by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the Moroccan government. Mr. Diabati spoke to UN News' Mustafa Al-Gamal about his extraordinary journey, saying that in risking his life at sea, he preferred to be eaten by the fish than killed by human beings.
I left my country because of some personal reason and because of my dream. I had a dream which was study, be educated, get the knowledge to contribute to build a better world. A better world which will start by my native city, to my region, to my country, my continent, and the world. So the situation in my country was not allowing me to do it, so I escaped to travel. I passed from Burkina Faso to Libya, to Niger and Libya. I consider it is the worst experience which can happen to somebody. It's the most difficult experience. Difficult as on the human plane, just difficult physically, mentally, psychologically. It's the very worst experience which can happen to somebody. That's why it's very important for us to take part of this summit, to share our own story with them, to share our own opinions, in order to permit them to get all of the keys and protect migrants, because they must be protected. I travel alone. Obviously, nobody will agree with your decision to go like that. So I decided alone, and I left alone. I met some people on the road. I met some friends, but I travel alone.
And how old were you when you traveled, when you did that journey?
17. When I started, 17. I reached in Italy on the end of 2016. So still 2 years now I'm living in Italy.
And how was crossing through Niger and Libya and the Mediterranean? There's a lot of people who go missing in that route.
Yeah, fortunately, we crossed the desert. After 7 days, we reached alive. Plenty of things happened there. But about this story, because now we have a little bit project of book. We are working to write my experience as migrant who is coming, and as migrant who is integrated, who get in social inclusion, who is working for the social, who is improving himself to social activities. And so about the journey, what I can say that is that the desert for now is the unknown for people, but I can say that is the very most difficult part of this trouble, because from 1 minute to another, you can pass to the life to the another one, because the cars and different things, it's very difficult to travel on some situation with 50 grad of sun, the area, everything, you don't have even water to drink it, so it's very difficult. For the water body, sea, crossing the seas, you don't have choice, because you already get all of the sufferings in Libya. You decide to try to save your life, with the conscious that you can die, but you will not remain in Libya, be assuring that they will kill you, or you will continue to suffer again. So I prefer to be eaten by the fishes than killing by
smugglers.
No, I can say not by force migrant, but they are human beings, because there are on every nationality in this group. There are some Ivorian people who are working with them, so I can't say that the Maghrebin people, no. So now, I can say that it's like that.
On this journey, what did you choose to take with you? What object was dear to you that you wanted to take with you?
I took a book.
And why did you take that book with you?
Because my father liked to say that If you are traveling, bring with you three things: a book, a shoes, and a pen. A shoes will permit you to walk. The book will give you knowledge. You will not be annoyed, and you will be learning, because reading a book is also learning. So who know? My father said that the knowledge is the light. It's the light who will permit someone to understand his own life. So I took the book for this reason. And I took also a stuff of my mommy, because I'm very tied to my mommy, and I wanted to carry something for her. I took also a chaplet from my father, because I'm a Muslim, and for me, the spiritual, the faithful, is most important. It's the thing which is permitting me to remain strong. To remain strong. So that's how the object I brought with me.
And obviously, the world leaders will gather here for the migration conference. If you were to send a message to them, what would you say?
I will say them that I will ask them to try to find real politics, real politics to protect the children's, give them their rights, permit to all migrants to study, because the education will be the key of their social inclusion. And having do that, the migration phenomenon will not be seen not just as a problem, but also as a resource, because they will be educated, they will integrate society, and they will contribute also to the development. So that is the first message. The second message is to try everything they can to give us a peaceful world, because we are young, we want to live, and we want to live in a better world, not a world which is just war and forcing people to leave their country, forcing people to become refugees and migrants. In other words, they will be discriminated.
Precisely. The world leaders are gathered here to adopt the Global Compact for Migration. What do you personally hope that adopting the Global Compact would achieve?
I hope that this commitment, the Global Compact, which will be adopted here in Marrakesh, transform to be action, to be applied in every country, because it's talking about dignity and security for migrants, for migration movement. So it will be very important, a part of signing the Global Compact, to applicate it really. I can't understand someone who is signing the pact, the Global Compact, and in his country is treating human beings as animals, is treating them without any kind of dignity. And the second hope is, okay, for the next times, they give a seat at the table to the young people. We have to express our own opinions. We have to express our own point of views. We are the future, and everything, all about us, the young people should participate really to the elaboration of any pact which is concerning migration, because more than 90% of the migrants are young and are the future for this world. The last hope is the countries which refuse to sign the pact, which refuse to come here to Marrakesh, as Italy, USA, Hungary, I hope they will be back to join the group in order to give more possibility to the migrants in their countries, because it's very important for Italy and USA to be here to express also their perplexity. If they have some action or some reason of refusing it, they can express it, and together we can find some solutions. I hope they will be back. So that is what I'm hoping, and I'm thanking the Almighty God for the opportunities, and UNICEF, who is giving me this chance as delegate to express my own opinion about some topic which are most important for the world.